was your dog.
I'm going to bring her down and have her nails clipped. Okay?
It's early Saturday morning on Great Cranberry Island, and pet owners are already waiting on the dock as Dr. Margaret Shively arrives on the FV Seakeeper. Her husband is the skipper, and as he works to tie up at the pier, Dr. Shively hurries to get ready for her first patient of the day.
Pirate, come on.
This is Pirate. Oh, Pirate's here. Oh.
So is this your patient?
This is my patient. This is Pirate Racy, Scott Racy's dog, who's well known to us. We'll probably jump on the boat, because after all...
Pirate is an island dog, used to jumping on and off boats, so he thinks nothing of being treated in this environment. In fact, Shively says the dock, which serves as her waiting room, is a much happier environment for most of her canine patients who might otherwise dread a trip to a traditional clinic. Pirate, a black lab, has an itchy skin condition that Dr. Shively has been treating all summer, and his owner, Scott Bracey, one of only about 40 year-round residents, has made special arrangements to have him seen first thing.
Yeah, I go lobstering with my father, so we're going to head lobstering after this.
Dr. Shively, who also has a land-based practice in Kennebunk, started Dockside Veterinary Service to Maine's Mid-Coast and Downeast Islands 6 summers ago to help provide care for island pets who might face a long, stressful trip just to get a vaccination.
And it was very slow in the beginning, as most small businesses are, to get going. But it's gradually, every summer, we've seen a few more people and established ourselves up here. And now it's actually quite busy.
Some days she'll see whole herds of sheep, and then ferrets, guinea pigs, and a dozen or more cats, and always lots and lots of dogs.
Good morning. Come right in. Margaret Shively, nice to meet you. And this is Lilliput.
Right, this is Lilliput.
World's cutest miniature.
While black labs like Pirate prefer to be seen on the dock, Shively likes to treat cats and small dogs in the confines of the boat's cabin where it's quiet. The inside has been fitted with a portable exam table, and Dr. Shively totes all of her medicines, vaccinations, and surgical supplies in plastic tubs. Lori Wadsworth and her tiny dog Lilliput spend summers on the island.
Well, at this point, I am not seeing much inflammation.
I mean, I was thrilled when I saw we had a vet that came in by boat, because otherwise you have to take a whole day off the island and drive up to Ellsworth or Bangor, and, you know, it's a lot of time commitment, so this is great.
When surgery isn't scheduled and pets aren't being treated on board, the boat is used by Shively's husband, John Williamson, for commercial fishing. Williamson says they've worked out a system that suits them both.
We trade. She's my crewman.
When we're not doing
that. I'm in charge, sort of. And then when we hit the dock, then we switch places, and she's in charge, and I have to handle the animals.
And the paperwork.
Williamson, a lifelong fisherman and longtime skipper, says he's learned from his wife that being a vet's assistant requires patience and calm, neither of which come naturally to him.
She says I have to get the zen of it.
You have to calm your energy fields down.
You have to, when you're holding a cat especially, you have to absorb the energy.
You have to be calm. He's learned how to work with animals, and I've learned how to work on both.
After a morning on Great Cranberry, where a parade of dogs have come through for their yearly exams, the Seakeeper moves on to Little Cranberry's crowded dock at Islesford, where the boat has to make several passes before finding a place to tie up. Here, some cats come aboard, and more dogs are prancing about on the dock, waiting to be seen. Dockside Veterinary Service makes the rounds during July and August, visiting Isle Ho, Swan's Island, Frenchboro, Great Cranberry, and Little Cranberry at least a couple of times per season. At this point, says Shively, they're only able to offer the service in summer. Maine's winter weather would make a year-round service too difficult, she says. But Shively says she hopes she's making a positive difference for the residents of the islands.
It's really exciting to be a part of it and to, you know, play even a very small part in an island life. We're pretty peripheral to the general running of the island, certainly, but anything we can do to come out and be a part of island life and hopefully make things a little easier for people is why we're here.
But the short summer season is winding down. The Seakeeper is returning to its home port in Kennebunk. And Pirate, the Great Cranberry Black Lab, will have to travel to the mainland for his care until the Seakeeper returns next year. For NPBN News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.